Now, the towns of Tralee, Listowel and Killarney have had several businesses and residences flooded by the flash floods caused by extreme intense thundery downpours over the last week. And the issue of insurance and flooding was discussed in the Dáil. This is a long-running insurance bill which is before the Houses of the Oireachtas. With me tonight to talk about it is John Brady, Wicklow TD and spokesperson for the party on youth and integration. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you were talking about this in the context, and there's been a problem in this country with insurance for a number of years, particularly with regards to the number of insurance companies that have withdrawn flood protection from several different areas. It goes back to flooding of a number of years ago. The CFRAM report and flood defence works of the Office of Public Works come into it as well. Where do things stand with it? And are we really going to have to wait another year before this bill is passed? And what will the bill do?
Yeah, I suppose in Ireland there are primary challenges in respect to coping with extreme weather events, which we've seen play out right across the state, and particularly in Kerry, as you mentioned there, Gerry, and Killarney and Tralee over the last number of days. I suppose what we will have to deal with is the impact of flooding, and over the past number of decades and across the length and breadth of the state, we've witnessed communities like that facing devastation, often repeatedly resulting from these extreme weather events which are leading to flooding. And I suppose I've brought forward this piece of legislation, the Flood Insurance Bill, and that's primarily based on a report going back to 2021 from GAMA Location Services, which identified over 70,000 homes right across the state that are at risk of flooding, and that could result in an estimated cost of approximately €2 billion. And we know the legacy issue there in terms of insurance companies refusing to provide insurance cover for many of those properties that are in areas that have been identified as flood risk areas, but primarily areas where the OPW, the Office of Public Works, have carried out flood mitigation measures. And we know since 2018 the government and successive governments have committed to over $1.3 billion leading up to 2030 under the National Development Plan to deliver over 150 flood relief schemes. But in many areas where those schemes have been put in place, insurance companies are still refusing
even though millions of euro have been spent in protecting those areas from floods.
Absolutely, still refusing to put in place flood and insurance cover. And a survey that was actually carried out in April of this year by Insurance Ireland, they identified a pilot group of three schemes, one in my own constituency here in Wicklow in Bray, where a scheme was put in place to the cost to the taxpayer of €46 million, another one in Fermoy South, and the Dodder areas in Dublin, and they done a survey of the insurance cover that has been provided in those areas, and preliminary results show that 19% of insurance policies surveyed in those areas do not include flood insurance cover. And that's a real problem that, considering the huge investment in flood mitigation by the state, huge costs, and still insurance companies are refusing to put in place the cover. So the piece of legislation that I brought forward, Gerry, I think it will legislate and offer protection to those homeowners and businesses that are situated in the areas that the OPW have designed and put in place mitigation measures to deal with flooding events of one in 100 years. It'll also offer protections by entitling property owners to bring forward complaints where insurance companies have refused to put in place or provide flood insurance cover, allow them to take.
John, the way insurance seems to be going now is insurers will only insure you for something they're certain that won't happen. They strip everything out and you're kind of paying for nothing to an extent. At least the perception is of that, so hopefully this will change that. Second reading in the Dáil last week, it was put off for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, unbelievably. Despite the fact that this piece of legislation or a similar piece of legislation was actually brought forward by a backbencher at that stage, Fianna Fáil Minister Michael McGrath. He brought forward a piece of legislation similar to this back in 2016, given, you know, what was, you know, and still is a major issue. Unfortunately, that fell with the dissolution of the previous Dáil term, so I picked it up, reintroduced it in 2021, and it came forward last week, as you said, Jerry, for a second stage hearing in the Dáil. The government brought forward an amendment to it and put a 12-month time delay on it, which is absolutely unbelievable that this piece of legislation is essentially frozen now, that we can't discuss it for another 12 months. And given everything that we know in terms of, you know, the facts, the survey that was carried out, and the minister cited this survey herself in her contribution, that, you know, still, despite millions of taxpayers' money being spent and putting in place flood protection measures in areas, 19% of insurance policies given by companies do not include flood insurance cover. And unfortunately, without that government intervention, the forced hand of the insurance companies to put in place that insurance cover, nothing is going to be done here for the next 12 months.
Okay, you're calling for it to be exploited much quicker than that. John, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for outlining that for us this morning.
Super. Thanks,
that's Deputy John Brady there, Sinn Féin Wicklow TD spokesperson on youth and integration with the party, talking on that bill. Does it need to come in, and is government going to have to step in with insurance companies to make sure they provide flood cover in areas that are affected by flooding, particularly when millions of taxpayers' money has been spent in preventing those floods in the first place?